News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has begun his testimony in the high-profile hush money trial. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, joins us now. Good morning to you, David. We've heard one day of testimony so far from Michael Cohen. For you, what were the standout moments?
Yeah, Michael Cohen, the 20th witness, possibly the most important one. I think the first standout moment was just him coming face to face with Donald Trump again for the first time in years. They have such a history. Cohen was once such a loyalist who said he would take a bullet for Trump. And then, of course, a tremendous falling out and now huge animosity between them. And Cohen was asked to identify Trump and what he was wearing, a chill in the air at that moment. And then the evidence got underway. I think the other really crucial thing here is that Cohen is the man who will tie this entire case together, the prosecution hope. And he did indeed say that Trump orchestrated this payment of hush money to Stormy Daniels to buy her silence during the 2016 election. Just do it were the crucial words that Trump said to him, apparently.
Some of this probably comes from the animosity comes from the fact that he has served a prison sentence, Michael Cohen. He has been under house arrest. He didn't quite take a bullet for Trump, but he certainly has suffered off the back of their relationship, their former relationship.
That's for sure. In 2018, Cohen pleaded guilty to tax fraud, campaign finance violations, and making false statements to Congress. And his devout loyalty to Trump really backfired, and he ended up in prison. And he's gone from a very forceful enforcer and bully on Trump's behalf to now the opposite, where he's denouncing Trump and saying he should go to prison and has really turned against him. And I think that's a worry for the prosecution in this case. In the build-up to this testimony, Cohen's still been pretty active on social media, having a go at Trump. They'll have been relieved that actually once he got to the courtroom on Monday, Cohen's demeanor was pretty calm and cool. And he answered a lot of questions just saying yes or no. And it went pretty smoothly for him and the prosecution. And it was a bad day for Trump. And hence, you heard the former president ranting outside the courtroom afterwards.
Yeah. Obviously, the former president is under a gagging order. Michael Cohen is not, although that seems to be a bone of contention for Trump. Other things that have come out in terms of the testimony, obviously, he's talked about how it proceeded through this system of real estate and legal fees, and that was the cover-up. But also things he has said. Trump has suggested that anything that he might have done was to save embarrassment for his family. Cohen has rubbished that.
Yes, exactly. That was a really crucial point on Monday. Trump's argument here is that he was worried it would upset his wife, Melania, and the family. Michael Cohen said quite the opposite, that it was all about the 2016 election campaign. Avoiding further disaster there. And he said, Trump himself remarks that if Stormy Daniels came out during that campaign, it would be a total disaster. And regarding Melania, Trump made comments along the lines of, I would not be on the market long as a single man if his marriage came to an end, which I think some people would debate. But certainly, Cohen was very forceful that this was all about politics and the election.
Deeply unedifying, I would suggest. Yeah, quoting here, Michael Cohen, this is a disaster, this is what Trump is alleged to have said. This is a disaster, a total disaster. Women are going to hate me. Guys, they think it's cool, but this is going to be a disaster for the campaign.
Exactly. And Cohen also said he wasn't even thinking about Melania. This was all about the campaign. Yet again, irrespective of the verdict in this trial, it's very unflattering about Trump, his attitude to women, his ego. But of course, it remains to be seen whether it will actually hurt him among the voters.
Well, that is the case. I saw another story in the papers this morning that Joe Biden is trailing Donald Trump in 5 out of 6 of the swing states that he won in 2020. So currently it doesn't appear to be. How much longer do we expect this to run, David?
I think we may get Cohen finished on Tuesday. And it's going to be a tougher time for him, of course, once the Trump defense gets started, and indeed the whole trial might depend on how well Cohen holds up there, and then I would assume we'll move fairly quickly to the jury and however long they take to reach their verdict.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, thank you for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.